Dear God, I hate to ask, but I'm going to need another form of ID from you. I think you might have been hacked. The voices in my head are in surround sound. I know Siri doesn't even recognize my voice. And a lot of the applications I have on my computer are asking me to prove that I'm not a robot. I kind of wish that I had a test like that I could send to you. You know, just to make sure that you're not somebody else. Because now we have a lot of artificial intelligence. I'm starting to worry that I don't know what real intelligence is. Is there any chance that there's more than one Antichrist? Or maybe it's just the one and he's a ventriloquist. Because even the voices outside my head are demanding stuff, like I'm supposed to worship them. And if I just do what they say, then I will be successful and the world will be wonderful. And they're acting like they were here before the foundation of the world, talking like it wasn't the truth until they said it. They even use words I've heard you use. But it just doesn't sound like your voice or your attitude. And I don't remember you ever bringing up my past for stuff that I did once, back when I might have thought I was you. You know, when you forgave me, you said you forgot that stuff on purpose. You didn't forget that you forgot that, right? I know you said early on that you knew the plans you had for me and that they were only for good, but why would you tell them and not me what they are? It doesn't seem like you explain a lot of stuff to anybody. And I've never known you to feel like you needed to be condescending in the first place. You got nothing to prove. I just want to make sure that I know who you are. I imagine that if I saw you face to face, I would know, because my knees would buckle and my mouth would fall open. Don't get me wrong, my mouth drops open all the time listening to people talk. But then they say, the best lies have a kernel of truth in them. So I was just worried that you might have been hacked. Somebody might have figured out what your password is. I guess I'm just wondering if you might be a victim of identity theft. Thanks for letting me share. Amen. I've been told that the best way to recognize a counterfeit is to be thoroughly familiar with the real thing. But of course, to do that, it's going to take more time than is convenient. But that's why I'm still here on the back row, after a lifetime of studying the real him. Because most of my prayers are prayers you won't hear at church. Thanks for sitting in on my prayers and supporting what you see value in. And just like Jesus said, I'll be back.